Well, Donald Trump's comment likening the Turkish and Kurdish engagements as a schoolyard fight is so indicative of the attitude of the ugly American and American imperialism and Western intervention in the Middle East. That is just such a grotesque example and a glaring example. It also demonstrates Donald Trump's arrogance and lack of understanding. It's just important to note that Donald Trump's incompetence is just one very minor problem of the American Middle East policy. President Erdogan has been just itching to engage in this action since the Obama administration. U.S. troops should not have been illegally deployed into Syria against the wishes of the Syrian government. With regard to ISIS, ISIS really has not been a high priority for the United States, given that the United States and Saudi Arabia created ISIS to begin with as a boogeyman and to do the dirty deeds that the United States and Saudi Arabia did not want to do themselves, and the fact that Israel has provided aid and comfort to ISIS fighters within the Golan region. So this is just indicative of a much broader problematic issues with U.S. policy in the Middle East to begin with. I do find it rather interesting that so many Democratic doves within the Democratic Party that have in prior years been opposed to U.S. military action and military troop deployment in the past are now just absolutely appalled to removing troops from Syria and have adopted a neocon type foreign policy. Likewise, we see the Democrats, while some of them opposing Islamophobia, engage in Russophobia. They seem to believe that this is some sort of that we have to maintain troops there, you know, to keep Russia from quote winning. Well, this is the old Cold War mentality that led to over 50,000 U.S. troops dying in Vietnam. It just seems that the Democrats have adopted the neocon and Cold War foreign policy. The fact is, the withdrawal of American troops has seen the legitimate government with its legitimate allies, Russia and Iran, move into the region to counter the Syria, the Turkish invasion. And the so-called ceasefire brokered by Mike Pence and championed by Donald Trump is no ceasefire at all. It is basically, as occurred after Erdogan has achieved his buffer zone, that he has asked for, and then after the Syrian Arab army has moved in with its Russian allies and placed the Turks in check, because the Turks have no appetite in fighting a legitimate military force in the form of the Syrian army backed up by its Russian allies. So what's happened again is the rest of the world has relegated Donald Trump and the United States to obscurity and irrelevance.